You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Wan Institute. We're so fortunate tonight to have myself, Andy Shaw, and Patricia Eltinge available tonight to answer your relationship questions. The call-in number for the show will be 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the call back and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you a little about our sponsor, the Wan Institute. The Wan Institute provides facilitators that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of Wan training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. If you want information regarding the Wan Institute services, you can call the office at 949-723-0338, or you can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. You can also go to our website, www.drpatallen.com, drpatallen.com. We have tonight Patricia Eltinge and Andy Shaw. They're two coaches trained by Dr. Allen, along with myself. We'll be here to answer your relationship questions. Patricia and Andy, are you available to say hello to the audience?
Indeed, I'm here.
Hi, audience. This is Andy.
Hi, Andy. We'd like to make, again, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. We hope the callers call in. Last week we had a problem with the show, so please forgive us for not being live last week. There was a technical issue, but we're here now and we'll continue throughout the rest of this month. Andy, do you guys have any questions you want to go over or ask the audience? I have a couple of written in questions we can go over if we have no calls.
Go for it.
Take your lead, Sue.
Okay. Apparently, the big talk of the week is how men pull back. I have a couple of ladies who are dealing with men that come in and date them and then pull back. Patricia, what's your, I know Dr. Allen talks about they need the 8 weeks to ruminate. Can you explain a little bit more about how men will come on and then they'll pull back and what's going on and how it's important for women to relax? Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Andy.
I want both people's opinions so we can get two, a man's and a woman.
Okay, go ahead, Andy. You're on, Andy.
Okay. By the way, it's just, are you putting too many demands on them? You're speaking masculine to them. They recognize an equal, and they're looking for someone to cherish, and an equal is someone they can only respect. So that might be one reason. There needs to be more context to the question, I think.
Okay. Well, in general. So, Patricia, I'll add a question and see what else.
A lot of times the women get act too needy because there's nothing more of a turnoff to a man than a female saying clingy things like, will I see you this week?
That's true. And I also tell women that sometimes men need to pull back just so they can gather to see how much they really evaluate and like you. And it's an important step for a man to pull back into his cave. Even John Gray talks about the rubber band effect, how men need to pull back. And Dr. Allen has that mark. And the worst thing a woman can do is to reach out and say, where did you go? Why aren't you calling me? Da, 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 da. That puts him right. That triggers him more into pulling back. So it's very important when a man pulls back, give him his space, and maybe he'll come back and maybe he won't, but you'll learn a lesson just by watching his behavior and doing your part of the relationship. So that was one of the calling.
And not acting clingy, like I said.
You can please elaborate on that. Yeah.
Yeah, page 39 of Getting to I Do.
Uh-huh.
The more she began to assert herself, the more he began to pull away.
Uh-huh.
He saw her enthusiastic ideas as either implementing or supplementing his own. For long, Johnny was snapping and Andrew was attacking. Oh, no. Because he felt that he did not listen to or respect her opinions, little by little, without Andrew understanding why, the warmth and promise of the relationship was going. Johnny felt himself slipping into frustration into what seemed to him like his secondary position, and soon began an affair with the young assistant at his office.
Oh, so, we have a caller. Sorry to interrupt you. Caller, you're on the air with myself, Patricia Eltage, and Andy. Do you have a question for us? We'll do our best.
Hi, this is Patricia's girl, Kelly.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Hi, I was the one who called a few weeks back and the week before that with my 45-year-old who I had sent away. He told me I was the one, and then he told me he wasn't sure about getting married, and so I told him I couldn't proceed, and then I wrote him a hi-bye letter with y'all's help. So the update is, we got back together. I am forgetting what y'all are last caught up on. Patricia might have to help me out, but, we've been back together for a couple weeks now and things are going well. Things were really intense. He broke up with me after the first week because he wanted to have sex. And then we got back together and then I burned it down. And so now we're back together. It seems permanent. We've been in a good place. He told me last night that he feels like we're already like back on track and really stable and that he is more sure than ever that his feelings are matured and secure. And he has more to tell me this weekend. He said it's deeper than that, but I want to tell you that in person. So he is coming tonight and we're going to have tonight together. And then his sister, who he hasn't seen in 2 years, is coming this weekend and we're going to be going to a music festival together. And he went to the doctor this week to get an STD test. And my question is, he is telling me that there is no negative, he's clear, basically. Do I need to ask for proof? I'm a little uncomfortable taking his word for it.
Well, you can say in a cute way that you want to exchange papers.
But I didn't get a test.
Well, you must get a test.
But I haven't had sex with anyone.
It's like you're being vetted. It's like when you're buying a horse, you have to be vetted out.
Okay.
He doesn't know that. This is your proof that you're clean.
Okay.
So I'm going to take a paragraph from Man's World in the Woman's Universe. He must disclose morally significant things. Such as illness, sexually transmitted diseases, and genetic issues. It goes on with ethical things, but that's the most relevant. So I would say, can I see the paper? If he's got nothing to hide, it shouldn't be a big deal.
And offer hers. She's not wanting to give one herself. So you say, let's exchange our papers. That would be fun. Let's have a STD exchange of pet tests. Wouldn't that be fun? Make it
so
light.
Asked,
keep it light.
Would you get it?
I'm sorry?
If he asked you to get a test, would you get one? And share the results?
He hasn't asked me, though.
But that's the right thing to do, Kelly. I'm telling okay. you, Andy, I've been telling her it's the right thing to do. I show if, you mine, yeah. you show me yours.
Yeah, because he doesn't know who you've been with, and you want him to go with your word, and then you don't want to go with what his word is. So I think both people need to show the test, whether you've been intimate with anybody for the last 10 years.
Okay, I will do that.
Good girl.
This, if I can ask another question.
Yeah, go ahead.
So this weekend we've got this, I mean, I'm taking Friday off, I'm taking Monday off, we're laying low tonight because this weekend is going to be just back-to-back chaos. We're going to this music festival. I don't like crowds, I don't like loud music, and he was asking me last night if I'm excited, and I was like, well, of course I'm excited, I can't wait to meet your sister, all these things. I'm so honored to be there, like, while you see her after all this time, and, but I'm a little nervous because I've never been to a music festival because I don't like big crowds or loud music. And he was kind of like, well, we'll see how it goes. But I'm like, I live downtown. And in the back of my mind, I'm like, well, what if I don't want to stay? And they do.
Patricia, do you want to answer that? I would say sometimes you have to acquiesce for the sake of the relationship.
Patricia, if you get uncomfortable, you try to do something that they want to do, and you haven't done it before. Have you ever been to a music festival?
No.
Well, then you try something, step outside your box, try it. And if you don't like it, you can say, you can have a lie for love and say, I'm feeling sick. If I don't feel well and I'm a little queasy and I have to go home.
Yeah, I agree
with that one. I like that.
I agree with that one. Don't start telling them you don't like this and you don't like that.
Yeah.
The life of love is perfect.
Yeah. The day that he told me he wasn't sure about getting married and he never blah, blah, blah. And I had said, like, well, I can't proceed. That's a non-negotiable for me. He had been drinking. And we had talked about that when we got back together. And he decided that he always knew once he was ready to start a family that he would stop drinking. And now he's like going hard in the opposite direction where he is not touching alcohol. He's like, I want you to have a good time and drink. But honestly, part of the fun we had together is like when we went out and did things like this, we would have some drinks and like just have a good time. And his sister and her boyfriend and I are probably going to be drinking this weekend. And he's saying like, well, I want you to feel safe and I want to be like protective of you, and I just don't want to drink for at least a year. And it just like I'm not.
He might be recognizing that he has a problem, dear. It could be that he's recognizing a problem of his own, and he doesn't want to lay it on you. So now you're looking for more excuses to not like him.
And also, I think you don't want to always have drinking as your common denominator as well.
Yeah. That's
you'll
true.
Get to know him better of that. Who he is.
Without the alcohol.
He wants you to know him.
If he says he doesn't say like, he's not like, let me buy you a beer. I want you to drink. He's just like, I want you to do what you want to do. I don't want you to change your behavior. And normally I would have a couple drinks.
Why don't you go with the flow? Why don't you just follow your feelings when you're together?
Remember Dr. Allen always says when women drink, they go into their masculine. So be careful when you drink alcohol, because anything that triggers you, you'll turn into the masculine and probably attack him.
Which she has done in the past.
Yeah, that is, I tell my ladies all the time, the alcohol turns women into masculine and it gets ugly and they wish they didn't drink. It goes sideways.
Or say or do things that they
90% of the time. I learned my lesson around alcohol. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you want to be respected or cherished?
Cherished.
Well, if you drink, you're knocking out your feminine side. There's no possible way to cherish you at that point in time. So I need you to decide if you really want to be cherished or not and act accordingly.
Okay. So no drinking around him ever.
That's up to you, but this is a problem when you want to be respected, when you want your ideas and opinions to be respected, and you have a disinhibitor agent called alcohol in your system.
I see. Okay. Well, problem solved then. I'm bringing you like I go to you with the problems, but generally I think things are going well. We're planning a road trip to Chicago to see his sister again and to spend Thanksgiving with my dad and my stepmom and my half brother. And they are like, my stepmom and my dad are Catholic alcoholics, like wine is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. He knows I'm in the ACA group, Adult Children of Alcoholics. His dad's like on his deathbed dying of alcoholism. So that'll be interesting. But, things are seeming.
You don't always have to partake when you're around alcoholics. You can just be with them for a short amount of time. And keep it short around people who might be toxic to be around.
Yeah. So I'll keep you guys posted. He hinted that he is going to say those three words this weekend. And like I told you, Patricia, I'm not quite there yet. I also don't trust my own brain or feelings. So
your brain is what gets in the way.
Match him. Yeah, but
your brain gets in the way.
Yeah.
If he does, it's okay to break through your fear.
What was that about matching him?
I told her.
To match him.
I said, if he does something, go follow him. Follow him. Be in the same wavelength because this guy has PTSD from past stuff. So he's skittish too. And you guys have, after, three tries, now you're back in the ring again. So play, be a participant and get out of your head.
Yeah, I'm more interested in you just enjoying the moment. Feel good
I'm
to
sorry.
Do good.
Follow your feelings in the moment.
I didn't hear what Andy was saying.
So what he's
I'm
basically
more interested
saying
in you
what
being,
I'm saying. Go ahead.
But different words, and words matter. Be comfortable in your body. Feel safe. If you don't feel safe, fly for love. And get out of there. Feel good to do good. I want you to feel good.
Yeah, and I would not feel good if I did something to divide us or to shoot him down. So I think I would match him or follow him.
Yeah, and remember, say no to things that are immoral, unethical, or illegal. And going to a music concert is none of those.
And telling someone you love them if you're not quite feeling 100% there yet is not immoral or unethical?
You'll follow your feelings. Book. You'll say what you say in the moment. You're trying to predict how you're going to feel in the future. You can't do that. You will follow your feelings in the moment.
It will work out. It will work out in its own time.
Just,
believe
as
that.
Long as you
have faith.
Stay out of your head. Just stay out of your head.
Thank you. I needed to hear this.
Give us a call and let us know how it goes.
Oh, I will. Thank you all. It was really nice to hear from all of you and you, Mr. Andy. Thank you.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Good luck to you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
That's a good caller. I like her follow-ups all the time. Helps the people track what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
Dr. Allen, the alcohol with women is really sometimes a deal breaker. It ruins a lot of relationships and a lot of beginning of relationships. When people go out and they want liquid courage, it doesn't turn into liquid courage. It turns into liquid disaster. I had a lady that totally bombed. A nice guy took her on a vacation and she was drunk the whole time and he was having to take care of her. He didn't like it at all. And she had to do a cleanup and he may not call her back. You can't sometimes erase first impressions.
And I have another couple who are two ladies in a relationship that were bombing their relationship over the weekend with the alcohol. It was they were at a wedding.
Yes.
Pre-wedding days. And calling me hysterical, one of them calling me hysterical, trying to figure out how to get herself home in the middle of taking a hour and a half Uber ride because they're fighting because the being drunk. And even so, you're right. This whole thing sometimes goes south when everybody's not in their right mind.
Yes. Yes, it is. That's one thing. So again, we hope we get another caller to the show. 323-203-0815. I want to do a little advertisement about the WAN Institute. We offer sessions. I do a monthly ladies group, a drop-in ladies group. I'll be conducting one after this radio show. Patricia does life scripts. She does privates and couples counseling. And Andy's jumping on board with privates, and he wants to start a men's group. So if anybody out there wants their husbands or boyfriends to join in on a men's group, or maybe even Andy's joining me with some of my ladies' groups so they can hear a man's perspective. He joined last week and the ladies loved him. Hearing from a man's point of view, it's a little different than women. You know, they can pick his brain from a man's point of view. So with that, if you want any information, I can forward you Patricia or Andy's number. You can reach me at 949-723-0338, or you can email me for quicker results at info@drpatallen.com, info@drpatallen.com. And we also have Dr. Allen's book, Getting to I Do, on Audible, on Amazon, for people to go back. I know everybody's read it, but it's always good to go back and reread it so you get your material. You're always learning. You always pick up more stuff every time you read it. I know Andy was quoting books, parts out from the book. Andy, you have the book in front of you, I assume.
Oh, yeah. I have access to like 8 of them right now.
and you know exactly where every quote is, huh?
Adobe Advanced Find helps me find things quickly.
Oh, that's good. I'll have to pick your brain on how to do that. You just type in the question and it pulls it up from the book?
So normally you do Control-F to find things, but you can do Control-Shift-F and it'll bring up a new window. Uh-huh. And in that window it says there's two radio buttons. One says in the current document. And another says all PDF documents in, and you choose what folder to look in. And if you, whatever word you're finding, it'll pull it up in every instance, every PDF file it finds it in.
Yeah.
It's usually pretty quick.
Yeah. And then also Dr. Allen has her recommended book list. It's got, how many books are on it, Andy? You wrote it up, about 150?
137, and I need to add two more.
Okay, and it's on our website, drpatallen.com. There's a tab up at the top that says recommended book list. And those are Dr. Allen's books. You know, it's always good to read the material so you can understand what's going on with you, them, and to help you build a better relationship. So with that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, go ahead.
What I tell people is look at the titles and read what calls out to you.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to tell you what to read.
Yes.
But you'll know which ones will call out to you.
That's true. And there's some on parenting. There's some on brain. What's the one she recommends? The brain that changes itself. And there's some for trauma.
Right.
There's everything on that book list.
Yeah, it's a really good list.
And if you have any questions, you can always email me at the office. I'm here to help answer any questions and do the best I can to steer you in the right direction. So with that, do you folks, Andy or Patricia, do you have any questions or information you want to share with the audience that you think would be beneficial?
I'm going to ask you and Patricia, what are the biggest problems you've been hearing about? Maybe we can address those.
Okay. The biggest problem I've been addressing is my women want to know how to be feminine. And when I give them the information, they don't like what I tell them. They want to do it their way because it's comfortable their way. And they fight me. And if they're fighting me, I know they're fighting the guys. So it's very difficult teaching masculine women that want help, but they challenge me because I'm masculine teaching them. So they come up headbutts against me. That's my biggest competition. Patricia, what's yours?
Well, Dr. Pat Allen, in her book, It's a Man's World in a Woman's Universe, she talks about getting the ego out of the way. And mm-hmm. if you want your life to be different, there's a quote from Charles Dubois that she quotes here. The most important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could become. And that means we have to give up old patterns and behaviors in order to achieve our future bliss.
That's well
so
said.
That's when we need to get the ego out of the way. And that concept comes out of her book, which is a more esoteric book. It's a man's world and a woman's universe. But it's so true that people get very steadfast. And that's the beauty of my work, too, when I do people's life scripts, is to find out how you were patterned, how you develop your attitudes and your behaviors. So then I can help you decide and make your own decisions once we've discovered that these are patterns that you and behaviors, patterns of behavior and attitudes. Then we can decide how we can change so that our future will be what we want it to be and not stay stuck in the old ways and determined by past generations.
That's well said. Yes. And there's good books on that, on our thing about scripts, life script. There's a great book Dr. Allen recommends. So if they want to dive in more about life scripts and then have a session with you as well, so they can understand. I know there's a lot of ladies in my group that have had life scripts with you, and it's empowering. But you still have to do the work. And
we give you that part. Yeah, the work is, well, the work is we give you new alternative behaviors and ways of using your language so that you can change your life. That's the whole thing, is the tools. These are languaging and communication tools that help you change your patterns.
Yes, very well said. Andy, what do you come up against as one of your main things that the people ask you the questions about?
They like to do it their way also. They tend to fight me. My answer is usually, all right, cool, enjoy your pain. And when you're tired of your pain, try it my way.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of how I remember Dr. Allen saying that quite a bit. You have every right to blah, 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 blah. So.
Yeah, they have every right to be exactly who they are, and they have every right to fail at every turn or, you know, whatever they get. And, you know, I had my own set of failures. But people only change when they hit bottom.
That's true. And then also I get a lot of ladies that will complain about the guy. And instead of looking at what they're doing, they'll complain about him, which we can't do anything about him. We can't change his behavior. They put as him being the problem, although they attracted him And somewhere down the line, it comes about where they started demasculating him. That comes out. And then it comes to the real problem that they don't like to hear. They're part of it. So it's, you know, everybody has a part sometimes in the destruction and in fighting. It takes two people to fight. Dr. Allen says, yeah, if you don't participate, then there cannot continue to be an argument.
Right.
That's right.
I would recommend the book, She, Understanding Feminine Psychology.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, okay. Really good.
Yeah.
And if you understand men, one of the things that I did is, you know, there's a book called Living with a Passive Aggressive Man.
Yes.
And every woman has an internal man, you know. A woman has a feminine body, but a yin body, but a yang soul.
Yes.
And in my book, when a woman's angry, I get out of the way.
Yes.
But every guy has a yang body, but a yin soul. We're more sensitive than any woman on the planet.
Yes.
They don't recognize that, which is fine.
Yes.
These books, He, She, and, you know, there's three separate books, He, She, and We, by Robert Johnson, really,
yes,
explain the psychology of people. And they're not that big. They're really, really small. They're pretty light reading. They can get it done in probably an hour or two.
Yes.
And I would, for the masculine women, read the book He.
Yes.
Understand what you're volunteering for and decide if you really want that or not.
Okay.
Because I almost guarantee you're going to say no.
when you realize what
it all entails.
Yeah, most of the masculine women, they're used to the picker picking a feminine man. They don't like that man, but they get to control him. And then when they get a masculine man, he's more stern. He's like them in a man's body, and they don't like that he's not acquiescing to their wants. So then they have a headbutt. So they're mad at him,
yeah.
You know, but I'm going, but it's you that are headbutting against him.
Yeah, my problem with masculine women is they don't, if you're going to be masculine, fine, do it all the way. But
yes.
None of them do it all the way.
No, they don't. They pick and choose. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. It's like reading the Bible. Oh, I like this passage, but I don't like that one, so I'm not going to follow that one. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
It's all the same thing. We all got to do this one thing. But, you know, if you want to be masculine, fine. You're going to pay for it. You're going to initiate. You're going to do all these things that you want the guy to do. And either you're going to choose to do this or you're not. And if you're not, cool, let me do it.
Yes.
But otherwise, get out of my way.
And then also
either lead or follow.
The famous mind reading. He should know, or he should follow up. They have this projection of what a man's role is. And when he doesn't do it, he you know, they get mad at him. But there are no assigned roles that he's got to do this and he's got to do that. He's got to confirm the date and he's got to plan. They just have this idea of this knight in shining armor that's sweeping off with all these ideas of what he's supposed to do. And it's fantasy. It's like the unicorn is not coming in today, ladies.
Yeah, I like that idea. There are no perfect people and no one is worth marrying. So with those two ideas in mind, work with the fallible people.
And
maybe that might. Sorry,
yeah.
Go ahead.
No, no, go ahead. I was just commenting. Yes, yes. Yeah.
So what I you know, probably recommend is, you know, let's do the relationship pledge real quick.
Okay, go ahead. Pull it out for us, Andy.
I got it right here. It's actually line one on the website here.
Okay.
It's the one I'm looking at. I promise on my honor.
I promise.
Never.
Yeah. Never.
On my honor.
On my honor.
Never will I commit.
Never will I commit.
To a finite, fallible human being.
To a finite, fallible human being.
Instead.
Instead.
I will commit to the relationship.
Instead, I will commit to the relationship.
With a finite, fallible human being.
With a finite, fallible human being.
I will do my half.
I will do my half.
And I hope to God they do theirs.
And I hope to God they do theirs.
That's it. That's into the pledge.
That's what I tell my women. You're in a relationship to do your half. Don't jump over and try to do his half when you have to do your half. Hope to God he does his half and watch what he's doing and decide whether it's enough. Yeah.
Can we read a few more pledges?
Sure, go ahead.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's actually like 12 on here. But since women tend to call in, let's do the magic wand. I promise,
on my honor,
not to let that magic wand in.
Not to let the magic wand in.
Anywhere it can get in.
Anywhere it can get in.
Unless I have a commitment.
Unless I have a commitment.
For sexual and social monogamy.
For sexual and social monogamy.
Continuity and longevity first.
Continuity and longevity first.
And there's one for acceptance.
Okay.
And if you want me to just read these, I can do that too.
I like saying them, or you can read them. Go ahead and read them.
This one's called acceptance.
Okay, acceptance.
I promise.
Okay.
To accept myself and all other human beings as imperfect and acceptable that way.
Beautiful.
What's the one where women are smart, where Pat says where the women are smarter and know more? Where we remember that one?
Oh yeah.
I'll keep my yak mouth shut.
Even if I know I can do it better.
Do you have that one available?
It's feminine energy, women and men, number one.
Okay.
And it says, I promise on my honor to respect my chosen man or woman.
Uh-huh.
And their thoughts, suggestions, ideas, and plans.
Uh-huh.
Even when I know I'm smarter and can do it better.
Uh-huh.
As long as they are moral, ethical, and legal. Furthermore, I promise to keep my yang and mouth shut unless I have to call a cop, a doctor, or a lawyer first.
Uh-huh.
That ends. There's a second one. Which is, I promise never to give anything to a man unless he's under 5 years of age or sick in bed, unless there's something in it for me first.
Yes.
Feminine energy women, I promise. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, a lot of these quotes are in her book, The Answers. You can purchase it on Amazon. It's little quotes. So if anybody wants this, it's a little small book called The Answers. By Dr. Pat Allen. Yeah, go ahead.
There's a feminine energy. Let's see, I lost my place. Oh, there it is. I promise to give, protect, and cherish the feelings of my feminine man, even when he is irrational, illogical, and irritating, as long as he gets back to me sensually and sexually.
That's for a masculine woman with a feminine man. Mm-hmm.
And then it can go for a masculine man to the feminine woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's three more.
Okay.
I promised, this is feminine energy woman number two, I promised to waste at least 1 hour each day of my life tasting, touching, seeing, smelling, and hearing with no performance in mind. And I promised to share that process once a week with another human being in order to preserve my feminine ability to be feeling-centered and relationship oriented, so help me God.
That's a good one for women to stay feminine, is to go out and feel, do an hour's worth of being feminine a day, taste, touch, smell, the senses,
That's where bubble baths come in.
Yes.
And massages and pedicures and manicures and facials and a walk in the park, barefoot walk in the park, a walk on the beach. That's where all that comes under.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Ladies, a lot of times don't have time to do that. It's important to do it an hour a day, every day. Okay, go ahead, Andy.
And, flirting with Mr. Wrong. I promise on my honor, to flirt with the person I truly want, not the easy one, for it is difficult to get rid of the easy ones. And then finally, the last one is knowing what enough is.
Okay.
I promise. On my honor, to never ask for more, better, or different love, affection, time together, or sex, because these must be freely given by the yang man or woman as gifts, not obedient service. Is to one person valuable means enough time, enough sex, enough love, and enough affection is being given to warrant staying in the relationship. And that's it.
Yes.
Great. Wonderful.
Wonderful. So if anybody wants those quotes, you can find them in the book, The Answers, along with a lot of other Dr. Allen gems or quick quotes. And we've got about 5 or 10 more minutes. I want to 323-203-0815. Patricia, Andy did a little sharing. Do you want to do some sharing?
Yes. There is, I do not need to like or approve of those I love and accept, but I must love and accept everyone's right to be right or wrong.
That's a big one. I get a lot of women that don't, that get mad that people do that, and he can't do that. Yes, he can. They don't understand the concept of he has a right
to do that.
They don't have to like it, but we can't make him wrong. They just can't get that. And that took me a long time to get. Long time to get.
That people are individuals, and they do what they do. And you can either, you don't have to like it.
Yes.
But people are individual human beings. They're not robots.
Yes. And we don't, we
learn to accept people.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's a big one for the ladies to understand, because they get mad at he can't do that to me. And yes, he can. There was
if they don't like something that he does to them. He may do something out in the world, but if it's affecting you, then you say, I see that you did that, or I know that you did that, or you did that to me. However, that doesn't feel good to me. What you are allowed to do is tell someone how it affects you and how you feel, but telling them they can't do it is we don't recommend that. That's not part of the program.
Even when you tell them how you feel, he still can override that and still do it. That's when you have to decide if you want to stay or leave, because
that's a hard one.
They don't want to leave, but they want him to stop, and they want us to help them get him to stop, and we can't do that. We give you all the tools, but the bottom line is, if you tolerate it, you have to decide how much is enough until you're ready to leave. There isn't.
That's right.
We can't do a magic wand to get anybody to stop with communication. So,
but by sharing your feelings, how it affects you, they may decide to not do it anymore.
Yes,
because you can say, if you can, that affects me in this way and hurts my feelings. And if you continue to do it, I will have to leave the room.
Yes. And then if eventually.
So that's the consequence.
And if it continues, you may have to leave the relationship if it gets bad enough.
Ultimately.
Yes. That happens a lot too. What, you have a comment, Andy?
If I may, if you guys are done.
No, go ahead.
I just want to read a few paragraphs from It's Man's World and Woman's Universe.
Okay.
Insight that might give us some insight into what's going on.
Okay.
Inside every generous super parent person hides a sad little adapted child who was taught before age 5 that shoulds were better than wants as a medium through which to earn love and avoid rejection and abandonment.
Yes.
Inside intimidating, critical parent as an angry, rebellious little adapted child who learned before age 5 that people are just plain mean and hurtful. They learned that the only way to avoid the pain of rejection and abandonment was to get them before they get you.
Yes.
Inside every nurturing parent person is a happy, curious, mischievous, brave little fun-free child who goes after what he or she wants. They spontaneously pull away from what they don't want because they learned before age 5 that love is never earned by good behavior. They learn that love is given freely because we exist in a world of sharing, caring people who themselves have learned that love is free. When we talk to ourselves, we have two choices. We can harass, criticize, dominate, intimidate, and conversation rape ourselves like they taught us when we were little, or we can love ourselves unconditionally and share that love with others. We can nurture and accept ourselves and others, even when we make mistakes or they make mistakes. I don't need to like or approve of other people. I do need to love and accept or reject them, but not tolerate them.
Yeah. That's good.
So remember, you can't change other people, but you can change your reaction to them.
Yeah. Yes. That is true. So we have a couple more minutes. I'm sad we don't only had one caller here. I know we have a lot of listeners, but if anybody wants a question answered, please feel free to write me your question and we'll read it on the show and you can listen to it at another time or you can listen to it live. I know a lot of people are shy on calling in. They don't want people to hear their voice or they think that somebody's going to hear them. So we can do it anonymously as well. You can send me an email at info@drpatallen.com and we'll share it on the air. A lot of times it's better to do it live because we may have to ask more questions. But please feel free to email me a question. So with that, we'll wrap up the show. I've got in from Patricia. She gave her a little quote. She's great at the life scripts and couples counselings and privates. Andy's starting off men's groups, and he's doing some privates. And I specialize in ladies groups, how to get them, help them with their dating profiles, communication, and to hopefully keep them on their feminine energy side and not transfer over to masculine. It's a process, and I do my groups weekly so I can keep them on a consistent pattern of behavior change. When you come in and go...
And the tools, you do. Yeah. You have a wonderful... Your groups are wonderful for keeping people
accountable.
Using the language, the
yes.
communication tools, because they yeah. fall off the program so easily when
yes.
they don't stay in a program.
Yes, they go back and you know, we talked about it before. I have a lot of ladies that learned their lesson on drinking, and I always reinforce when you drink, you go into, you knock out your feminine, you go into your masculine. And then you're fighting against him and you're not conscious of what you're doing. It's mind altering. So when you're under the influence, it's not really you. So a person really can't get to know you if you're taking mind altering chemicals. So with that, Patricia, do you want to end the show with your little quotes you're great at?
Yes. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the contracts you're willing to make and keep.
Thank you. Join us next week and have some questions for us. Thank you, audience. Bye.
Thank you.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.